Paul, I know you're focused on your own team, but just give us a thought on Sidney Crosby, and when we say his name, what comes to your mind?
Well, in so many ways, he's been the face of the NHL, you know, from the day that he came into the league. Exceptional at a very young age, and then not an easy story for him, you know, the injuries, and then to his credit of, you know, character and will to push himself back to being the elite player. I mean, even when maybe he was banged up, he was still, you know, elite in terms of top 10, but to get back to being the primary guy in the National Hockey League, I think must have taken a lot of commitment and a lot of dedication to being great and to loving the game. So he's every interview that you ever see, he's just been a wonderful ambassador of the game. You listen to him talk and you can flip over and listen to Gretzky talk and any of the legends. They have that same presence, that same care of the game. They take care of the game when they talk about it. They love it. He's been a great ambassador for our sport.
Coming into the road trip, can you give us an update on your injuries, I guess, starting with Andrew Kopp?
Yeah, Andrew, upper body, day-to-day, but not, I guess he's longer than day-to-day. He's not on the trip. Toby Enstrom had surgery this morning, and it was successful, and we're hopeful for a 2 to 3 week return on that. We'd just gotten to the point that we thought the rehab on it would be at least that long, and at the end we still wouldn't know if we had a healthy player. So that took care of it this morning. Tyler is back and rehabbing from his surgery. Mark O'Donnell skates non-contact. The next phase you'll know when he's moved it. He won't be wearing orange. And then he's closing in on return.
Well, when did you realize that Line A would be able to contribute the way he has at this level?
Well, I missed the first block of training camp and probably about 5 or 6 days in, he started scoring in practice like I'd never seen. But you're always wondering, you know, what happens next, right? When you get into the games, when the league gets down to its A players and NHL players, what happens? And it didn't take very long for him to show what was going to happen. And then, you know, for us, he went through an injury, came back, and then the gears change after the All-Star break. There was some talk of fatigue or tiring, and he's only got, I don't know, 11 points in the last 10, and he's grown greatly. The stats, when you look at his numbers and you look at the games played, you would say he's been the same player all year. Well, his shot is the same, his skill is the same, but last game against Dallas was one of the two best games that he's played all year in terms of systems, positioning, learning when to cut your losses and not try to force a play. So we really like his development, but when I say that, you would expect him to have gotten one goal in his first 5 games, and you know he didn't. He was getting hat tricks at that point. So the numbers have always been there. I've never seen a player shoot a puck like this, or get it off his stick from all different parts in front of his body and different kinds of shots, the heavy slap shot to the very quick wrister. So we're not going to put a ceiling on this man as to how many he can score, because when you're in our building and he touches the puck over the blue line, you feel there's a chance. Certainly the crowd feels there's a chance that this thing might go in the net. He's an exceptionally gifted young man.
Going back to Crosby, since the 1,000-point threshold's upon us, do you recall 12 years ago the expectation based on what you had heard about him versus kind of like what you're experiencing with Line A now, then when you saw Crosby for the first time, comparing to reputation, you thought what?
I think because Sidney's a Canadian product and he comes into a North American league, there was more known about him. So he brought in probably quite a bit more pressure than Patty or a player like Austin Matthews. Sidney was on the radar from the time Wayne said he was a great player, was he not? I mean, that's probably from the time he was 12 years old. It was just a matter of when is he legally eligible to play in the NHL. So I think he's carried a pressure with him and then came in with a group of just fantastic young talent. So the pressure then just shifted. So when he went to the next Stanley Cup, and then the pressure was, why haven't you won 2 when you've won 1? You should just win 8, right? So the pressure that's been on this young man, he's not a young man, I guess, anymore, but right from the get-go was immense, and he handled it all. And I don't think it was easy for him. I think, you know, there were a lot of questions after his injury in this town with such a powerful team. turns out there are other powerful teams and other great players out there. But I think Sidney Crosby would have handled the pressure of elite status as well as anyone.
When it comes to judging Patrick Laine, we talked about the high expectations and how he's only 18 years old and coming to this, but how underrated is the fact that he moved from, having coached in Europe, moving from that ice surface that game to somewhat of a seamless transition here in the National Hockey League?
I think there's been a lot more work in it than you may know. I think it's a very difficult thing. Part of it is the Finnish system, which has some really good things, makes it easier to play, but some of it makes it more difficult to play. So it's not quite the European rink that they play on over there. But he's made huge strides in his style of play. And none of it that needed to change was a character flaw. It's just the way the game was played over there, and he's a real smart kid. But he's made huge strides. And I go back to that game, that last game was so good in so many non-puck carrying areas and just running your route and doing a grinder's job when that's what you're supposed to do. That's been a big improvement.
We only had to show tape on these guys to tell your players that let's not get penalties against these guys.
Well, we'll have a meeting on that, yeah. It'll just be their power play meeting, and I'm sure it'll get said, but wouldn't need to. There are a number of teams where I'm not saying that but you look at the Dallas Stars and some of the people that they put out on their power play, it's not the same kind of game, but the offensive game, the speed that they play at, the way they can execute off the rush, the number of guys on this team that can score from outside a scoring area, so everything is dangerous, makes them the challenge that they are. It's the reason they've scored more than everybody else in the league, and they've got pretty darn good defensive numbers to go with it.